So the first exercise for nested loops that I have for you is actually very straightforward. Go back to CD7 and the whole bunch of stories that you created there, and just choose three or four of them at random that don't even have to have anything to do with each other. And I want you to just get used to the structure of nesting them together. In other words, tell the first story until you get to the high point, to the point of almost completion. Break it, tell the second story, break that, tell the third story, break that. And if you have a fourth one, tell the fourth story. Then finish off the fourth story, third story, second story, first story. Then I want you to actually do it with people in a normal conversation. It's almost like you're telling them about the time you went skiing and then rollerblading and about the trouble at work and about the tramp that you met on the way back from work the other day. And it sounds like a normal conversation at that point. And that's exactly what you want to do, is make these stories sound like part of a natural conversation. Don't concern yourself about putting anything hypnotic into it just yet. Just make it a natural flowing story. The key thing is that you break each story before you've completed it, before you deliver the real punchline. And then you close them off again in reverse order. Story 4, story 3, story 2, then story 1. And you have a complete piece. If you want to hear a master of this in action, go and get some videotapes or DVDs from stand-up comedians. Most stand-up comedians are storytellers rather than gag tellers. They don't tell jokes, they'll tell stories that happen to be amusing. So listen to the way that they tell those stories, because very often they follow a nested loop kind of structure, which is part of what makes them so enchanting.